Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 507 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I am joined via Skype by Kate Foreman, Executive Director of the Watershed Public Theater down in Columbia, Tennessee, and we're going to discuss a brand new theater company, and we're going to discuss kind of the birth of theater, a new theater company in Maury County, just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children. It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, IDSers, I am joined by Kate Foreman, Executive Director of Watershed Public Theater, brand new theater company. Down in Columbia, Tennessee. So welcome, Kate. How are you? And tell me what's going on down in Columbia.
Well, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And what we've got going on in Columbia is our first professional theater. Columbia is my hometown, so it's a very special place for me. And, you know, we've got lots of amazing artists and performers in Columbia and Maury County and surrounding area, but there hasn't been enough artistic outlet for them or enough entertainment opportunities for the folks here unless they want to drive, you know, into the big city. So so we're really excited to be getting started with our first production coming up in December, Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Everybody loves the holiday show. So,
so I mean, is this,
or at least I do.
Yeah, right. Well, they're fun to do. They're fun to do, and generally well received across the board. So is starting your involvement in this company? Was this sort of your a lifelong ambition, or did it just sort of, hey, let's get a theater going, and sure, why not? I mean, what drew you into doing, getting involved in a theater company in Columbia?
Well, I'd say it's a combination of the two, actually. Theater, in general, has been a lifelong love, passion, right, and career for the last many years. It didn't occur to me to start my own theater until someone put the seed in my head that the area that we're from is really sorely missing out on more entertainment opportunities. And I realized that that would be a really amazing thing to be able to bring back to my hometown community, is to have a theater where we can train up new artists and, you know, give lots of more opportunities to all of the artists in the Middle Tennessee region who are already here. And at the same time, hopefully, you know, give something back to this community specifically. We're really excited about starting an educational program in the next year or so. So all of these things are combining all of my love. So, yeah, I can't take credit for the original idea. I would have to give that to Jeff Gibson, but for planting the seed in my brain. But the idea has been growing for many years. So, and I'm really excited to get started with it.
Well, cool. So because oftentimes, you hear people talk about one day I'm going to run a theater company and now you're doing it. But how long has it taken you to get from idea germ to, hey, we're opening, our opening production is a couple months away. How long a process did it take you to get to the almost opening of production?
For me, I move in baby steps. So I'd have to say the brain, just the brainstorming and the, shooting ideas around in my brain and bouncing them off of friends and fellow theater lovers. That's been going on for a few years, for sure. Actively pursuing this, I started putting my board together a year ago. And the thing that I really wanted to do was focus on establishing a business foundation, mm-hmm. first and foremost, rather than diving into a production, because I wanted to feel like no matter what, I always had that solid foundation.
Right.
So I've been taking a lot of baby steps working on building that board. I now have an amazing board of directors, some really wonderful people who are incredibly passionate and supportive of this concept and really getting the word out there. All, business and theater people in Murray County. And so we've been meeting and talking and brainstorming a lot over the last few months, but we've just gotten to the point where we feel comfortable announcing it to the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As far as, this is where we are. This is what we're doing.
Right, right. So I guess the general response from the business leaders in the community has been very favorable then.
So far, so good. Yeah, I've got we've got a couple of business leaders on our board. Wonderful woman Becky Leifheit, who's with the Murray County Convention Visitors Bureau, is on our board. So we definitely have some folks there. I've talked to a lot of educators in the area, the high school theater teachers, that sort of thing. So these folks are really excited about it, about having more opportunities for their students, for their friends and families to participate, for having more, entertainment options. So far, the response has been, in my opinion, resounding, considering we haven't even done a show yet. Everybody's
right.
Just excited to hear that we exist.
Right.
So
that's step one of the battle, right?
Exactly.
Where's the home when this production goes? Where will you be performing? Where will you be performing?
We will be performing our first production at Columbia State Community College.
Okay.
The main Columbia State campus is located in Columbia. They have two nice venues. We're going to be doing our first show in Ledbetter Auditorium, which is a 219-seat theater, which is pretty nicely equipped. I'm really excited about it. So it's exciting to be able to get involved on campus, and we've got a couple of faculty of Columbia State on our board, so that all of that is very exciting.
Cool. Now, I understand the baby steps, of course, but this is going to be a professional theater company, yes?
Yes, we are slated to pay all of our actors and designers and everything, of course, because we're just getting started.
Right.
We're not paying much. I cringe when I think about it. But again, we've gotten so much more support just when I've reached out to some of my local artist friends who say, yeah, I'd be happy to volunteer some hours sewing costumes for you, or giving you a discount on this or that rental or what have you.
Yeah.
Because they want to see this succeed. So I feel like if we can, pull off this one with our small budget, it'll do nothing but grow.
Right. So you have a GoFundMe page. You want to tell the IDS world a little bit about what's going on there?
Sure. One of the big challenges for new theater companies even 501c3 nonprofits like we are, is getting those first funds. It's really hard to get any grant money from government or private foundations when you don't have a history of a budget to show them.
Right.
So we figured, let's go grassroots. Let's ask folks to help us pay our actors and pay our designers. And so we put it out there that our overall budget just to pay our personnel is $21,000. It seems like a really big goal, but considering the online donations we've gotten and the offline donations, we've gotten quite a few checks in the mail. We're actually getting pretty darn close to our goal, which is really exciting.
Okay.
So we're over halfway there. So anyway, the GoFundMe.com/WatershedTheater is the link. It's really exciting to see folks coming out of the woodwork and, pledging $10, $20 to say, yeah, I'd love to see some more theater in Middle Tennessee, or I'd love to support theater in Columbia specifically. So thanks to everybody who's shared it. if you can't donate, those shares really help.
Right.
We're really excited about that.
Well, cool. I will definitely have a link to your website and a link to the GoFundMe page on the show notes page for my website and for this episode. So what has been the biggest challenge so far from the executive directorship point of view for you? That well, maybe not challenge is not the right word. What's been the biggest, going on?
I would say the biggest challenge is the hat switching.
Right.
I'm used to, because I've worked for a lot of theaters, and including smaller theaters, everybody wears a lot of hats.
Right.
And that's definitely true, but this is the first time that I've had to wear the lead fundraiser hat,
right.
Production manager hat. It's a lot of a bigger hats that I'm wearing and switching back and forth between. Thank goodness I have had so much support, because it's very encouraging for everybody to tell me it's doing okay, we're doing all right, when I'm having to switch gears so often and so consistently. And today was definitely a lot of gear switches. So.
Cool. Yeah. I was going to say this may be too soon for that question, since you're still in the fog of war, so to speak. You've got this new season coming up. Give us the dates again, or this production coming in.
A Christmas Carol will be running at Columbia State Ledbetter Auditorium December 2nd through 11th.
Cool.
And one of the things we're excited about with that is that first weekend in December is also Columbia's Historic Tour of Films weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping folks will get to come down, check out the beautiful historic homes in Columbia, stay for dinner and a show.
Outstanding. I know you're away from your computer and everything, but have you guys set ticket price range or anything yet, so that we can kind of look at
the price range? We're looking at probably our full price tickets are going to be $20.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that we'll be able to do some student discounts as well.
Sweet. All right, and then give us the Watershed website address.
It is watershedtheater.org.
All right. And, of course, again, I will have links to that and the GoFundMe page and whatever else I can link to for you on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, Kate.
Thank you, John.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Executive Director Kate Foreman for joining me today via Skype to discuss Watershed Public Theater, the new theater company down in Columbia, Tennessee. It's very exciting times indeed. So, again, ticket information and website information and all that kind of stuff we discussed in the body of the podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter at @inexplicableds, at capital I, inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, it's going to be exciting stuff, so we'll see what we see when we get there. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's Magnatune. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.